Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Capes and Scowls mini episode number 11. My name is Ryan, and I am here with
Tim.
Leander.
Yay.
You did it. You did the Woo! Intro.
Oh, I said in the last one that I don't do intros.
Surprise.
Next is Leander.
Yeah. We all got to grow up sometimes.
Not me. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
All right. Toys R Us. So, all three of us have read this issue, so it'd be a shame for us to not talk about it together.
Yes.
Uncanny Avengers number one.
Yes, yes, yes.
Which is Remender again, and you just, if you're going in chronological order here, you just heard us bash the man on an episode about Axis. So, what did you guys, in general, feel about this book? Leander, you first.
Whoa.
All right, Ryan, you first.
Whoa.
Oh, well, I enjoyed it. It wasn't terrible. It's a lot of setup, and I was not disappointed.
That's absolutely what it was. It's a lot of setup. I didn't think that it was bad at all. A little weird, and I was kind of a little, like, I guess because you're kind of in media res or whatever, like, what is going on? That's how I kind of felt. Like I was just like, what is happening?
I feel like stuff was missing. I don't know when Brother Voodoo got his doctorate. I'm a little confused by that. Dr. Voodoo is a little weird.
Sure. It was night school.
It was, he was taking
one class at a time.
Yeah, I think that was my general feeling the entire way. I was like, what is going on?
Right.
Like, I don't quite get it. And I'm sure that was probably the intention. But
and they'll explain it, right? They'll explain it as
it was
he goes,
a lot.
But
it was a lot of not knowing what was going on.
I liked, Leander, something you said off mic. I liked how you said that you feel like there's too much Captain America right now. He's on so many teams.
Right.
In so many books.
Yeah.
And, like, last episode, we talked about how we're kind of like, we like him, but we're not, like, sold on him.
Right. Yeah, he's pretty much in every Avengers team.
Right.
And don't get me wrong, Captain America should be in every Avengers team. That's just what he does. Just like Wolverine should be in every X-Men, even
but it's not. But it's not his fault that there's 75 different adjectives of...
I know, it's not his fault. That's why I can't be mad at him for being on every team and somehow being on an alternate Earth and at the same time being on regular Earth and being part of the Mighty Avengers in the community. So I don't quite know how this works.
He's busy. He's really,
really
busy.
Speaking of that, did you ever... There's like a backup in one of the X-Men about, like, Wolverine's week or whatever.
And really?
It was kind of like a joke story. It was like, whatever, you know, like 11 pages. And it's just like Monday, and he's, like, fighting a monster with the Avengers or whatever. And then it's, like, Tuesday, and he's, like, in a bar, like, bar fighting with the... And then it's, like, Wednesday, and he's at the X-Mansion. And, like, and then it's just, like, every day, like, he's just... That's why he's in all these books.
That's awesome.
Because he's just constantly having to do
that's
stuff.
That's funny.
We gotta look up what issues that is.
It's a backup. It's not
who
a full
wrote
story.
It?
One of the things I like about Uncanny Avengers is that the way it's written, normally I would not like this art.
Really?
Okay. Normally.
I like it.
But this also seems to be the same art from X-Force, Uncanny X-Force.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm okay with it, because I know that the way that Remender writes fits with this art, because I've seen it before.
True.
So I'm okay with that particular aspect of it.
So before we dive into actual story here, how do you guys feel about the team? Just this combo of characters, which is one of the most unusual teams I think I've seen in a while.
I like that about it. I like that it's like this weird hodgepodge, because it's not typical characters that you see thrown in a team together, you know?
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed Vision a lot in this. And I love Brother Voodoo. It's been our gag.
Magic.
Dude, it's been our...
He
I know.
Magic.
I know.
Yeah.
It's been our gag this whole podcast that he comes in and saves the day, and that's essentially Axis. And they're like, no, you don't have to leave. Stick around. Here's
stick
a
around.
Membership card.
You've got your doctorate now. There's no reason for you to leave.
Voodoo is a hobby. You're a doctor. You're the voodoo supreme. Just go for it.
I like the fact that Rogue has the potential to take a more leadership role in this particular team.
Mm-hmm.
She definitely is the one currently who's keeping everyone in order and saying, we're not just hunting down the Scarlet Witch. That's not what we're doing. We're helping her. And everyone on this team seems to think that Scarlet Witch is either unworthy of being saved, or, you know, they need to, like, the whole purpose is to track her down and capture her.
Well, that's fair after House of M and
all the
I
other
mean,
stuff. No, but it's not
done.
Fair because that
she
she's an Avenger.
Done,
she's an Avenger. They've been with her for a long time.
But she's under emotional stress.
Yeah.
Every time she's been under emotional stress, she's done horrific, horrible things.
If every time my friends are under emotional distress, I decide to like, oh, I should go track them down.
I don't think they can warp reality, though.
Well, sometimes.
Some of them can.
Paul Porch, that
prick.
He can
warp reality.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's see. He's not listening to this.
No,
he doesn't
not.
Listen. I'll be shocked.
Yeah. Get a text from him.
You're gonna get the text.
I also.
We love you, Paul.
I don't quite know how to say what I'm about to say right now.
Say it wrong, and we'll put it back together for you.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll try.
I'm in the Quinjet with them,
right.
Or the Blackbird. I can't tell which one. And
the Black Jet. The Black Jet.
Which gets to my point. There's a lot of black
the
people.
The Quinberg.
There's a lot of
Quinberg.
Black people in this particular Quinjet. Colored people in general, if you include the Vision. And so it was a little bit, it threw me a little bit that Rogue was the only like white female in this cast in
You're
this
right.
particular
I didn't
moment.
Even, I actually,
so what are you actually saying?
I don't know. I'm just bringing
it to
attention.
I didn't notice
attention.
That actually.
I'm just bringing it to attention. You know, again, I can say stuff like this, but we already have a Mighty's Avengers with all black team. I don't know if we need another
Wait,
team.
Oh yeah, that's right. I was going to say Quicksilver.
Yeah, Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch, obviously, but they're Jewish, right? I don't know.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know what that
well,
means.
Are they?
Are
I don't
they?
Know.
Oh,
I
mean, you know,
kids.
I don't know.
Oy vey. there was a great gag in there when Sabretooth called Rogue frail, like his
yeah,
saying.
I like
yeah,
that.
And
I like
she's,
that.
Yeah, she's just like, I thought you dropped that when you were inverted.
Yeah, that was pretty
that
cool.
Was
I did like that. That was a good line. That was a very good line.
How did you guys feel about the Wonder Man reveal in here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what happened
the,
there?
Is it just a throwaway thing? Like, oh, he's gone.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Right.
Or, hey, we threw him in a giant robot. Or like,
well, the guy
like,
that had Rogue, period, was weird. And I was already,
I like
I was lost the entire
he
time.
He looked like Black Science character all
he
the way.
He did look like a Black Science character.
He looks like, if those who don't know Image, Black Science is Remender's other book, and he looks straight up from that sci-fi.
I thought that too, but
I like
yeah,
that.
I don't know. I'm curious. Like I said, this whole book is it's like this weird setup, like thrown in the mix of everything, and like it's a good read. But I the whole time I'm just like, did I miss an issue? Is this two?
Right,
is this issue two? What is happening?
Right.
I'm gonna go on a limb and say they're all gassed by Mysterio.
Oh, you're going with a Silver Age plot thing?
Yes, I think so. He was robbing a bank. They tried to stop him. I don't know why it worked on the Vision.
But here's the thing, too.
He was just playing along. He didn't want to be left out.
They put a lot into this book. Like, we haven't even scratched anything about this book yet.
Right.
We haven't even talked about the book yet. Because
we can.
There's it's so like... No, there's so much. Captain America getting caught and, like, potentially
turning
being turned
into
a tree.
Groot.
Or a Groot.
It looks like a Groot, doesn't
Sabretooth
it?
In, like, the perfect utopia. Like, what's
yeah.
going on there?
Yep.
Vision.
Yeah,
finding,
right. Because they went
wife
to the,
and baby.
Because
like,
they went to the counter-Earth or whatever, but they all got dropped off in
different places.
Place.
Yeah,
because
Dr. Voodoo got knocked out.
Right.
Where's Dr. Voodoo? That was a weird place. I don't even know what the hell is going on there.
Yeah, it all ends with the High Evolutionary.
You know, this is what I don't like, though. It's a lot, and I feel like it potentially can be a lot of stuff that's going to happen. The world's ending in, like, a month, right? So why are we worried about all these things that are
I've been
happening?
Thinking about that now with since we know that Secret
right.
Wars is coming. I've been thinking about that with all of my books.
It's
like,
right.
what is the point of this?
What's
what
the
is
point?
The point
yeah,
of this?
I almost
what
want
is
to stop
the point
reading.
Of, right,
because
this is, like... I mean, I guess... Technically, whatever, however many... When does that start? In the summer? Like, June? When Secret Wars?
Thereabouts.
All right, so let's say June or May or whatever. So you could finish this arc up before then. All
right.
And then the next one... But then, like, even that, like, this seems like such a strong, weird foundation to just have an event come and interrupt it like they always do.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
It's
I
so
know.
Hard
it's
to talk
rough.
About this book because of that. I guess
it
we're just
going
to have to talk about Secret Wars next.
Yeah,
and then
to.
we can
It keeps rearing its ugly head.
It really does.
It does.
It's fucking terrible.
Until
I love it.
Until you read it, you're like,
I love
Secret Wars! I need a t-shirt, bro!
It's Hickman, right?
It is Hickman. It's the culmination of everything Hickman ever.
They gave him two events, huh? Mm-hmm. What is he, Bendis?
He's the new Bendis, yeah.
The last thing I'll add for myself is Quicksilver. I like the way that they portrayed his mutant, his powers. I like the whole like streak, like really fast, and you know you could see him in the streets. So, like
You've never always read The Flash, have you?
No. I like this style. I prefer this.
We don't talk
this.
About DC comics.
I actually like the way he looks on the cover. Going to your point.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like the way they portrayed it. And for instance, the way he took the gun away, for some reason, was more powerful
than seeing it than just the next thing, and he doesn't have the gun in his hand.
I've seen Quicksilver do that before, but this was somehow my favorite way of them portraying
that. They've been
that.
Doing you know a lot with him.
Well, you know why it was particularly awesome? Because that cheetah guy
is also
was,
fast.
Right, and he was talking shit before Quicksilver got there, like he's like, what was that, you guys? What was I saying? And then the guy was like, shoot, and then he's just like, what gun were you talking about there? Like, it was kind of a real badass scene.
Although,
and then
he's like,
you guys stall him, I'll go.
Right. Because he like instantly acknowledges how powerful he was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that was the thing I didn't like, though. Even though Quicksilver's fast, the cheetah is also fast.
Right.
So how did he not see something?
That's
at least?
True.
Like, that was too
That's
much.
That's true. It should have been.
If he did it to the elephant, I'm like, oh, okay, of course the elephant didn't see it. But the cheetah should have known something.
Well, maybe he wasn't ready for it. Maybe he did see it, and he's just like, oh, reflexes. Maybe he can't see it.
Maybe
why
he
does
had
he have to
something
be
to drink.
Because he's fast.
Because he's fast, too. So so it goes, it's regular time for him. He just saw him get up and walk to the other side of the table and take the gun out of it.
Right.
I don't know. I think you have to write Remender a note. Yeah. I don't know.
Because why would he, then why would the cheetah think he could get away if he knows that this guy's, he's a speedster and I can't even see him take my gun? There's no way we're winning this.
Because this is all a dream.
Oh, okay.
It's Mysterio.
It's Mysterio.
Alright, that's all I got.
Anything you'd like to add, Ryan, before we wrap this one?
Nope.
Alright, well, thank you for listening. Hopefully this book is good leading into Secret Wars. Hopefully it's good leading out of Secret Wars. I mean, Uncanny Avengers Volume 3 miniseries? Like, I don't know, maybe. Or becomes, you know, Sabretooth and the stupendous West Coast Avengers. I don't know. It could happen. So,
it could happen.
So, thank you, Ryan, for visiting us and being on
it.
Our mini-set. And we'll check you guys out later. Thank you for listening.